What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. It's a lovely day. It's 100% chance of rain here in DC, and it makes me so happy.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, you can actually listen to this podcast with a video component because we are recording a video now, and we have a Patreon. And for less than what it costs to buy like a coffee in LA, you can literally watch
anywhere.
Us
you can look at now. Us anywhere, even. Even Dunkin', this Dunkin' was three something. Okay, so it's a little bit more than a Dunkin' iced coffee. All right, it's for great. Like $4.99. You can watch us for a month,
yeah,
which seems a little conceited, you know. Be like, people really want to watch us, but I do feel like podcasts are a little bit more engaging. We can see all the expressions, right?
Yeah, you
know what's funny.
Me refluff my hair 4,000 times during
the
episode.
Oh my God. Lauren is that hairstylist now. The hairstylist that she wanted to kill before she was one.
And did also I? Now people can tell the difference of who's fucking talking. I feel like yeah. All the time people are like, did you say that? Was that Lauren? Now you can know which deep octave manly voice is matched to which woman's face.
Yes. On
our podcast. But anyways, I actually think like it's so funny because there are so many podcasts that do have video components and so many that don't. Mm-hmm. And when I think about our podcast, because we've been doing this like 5 years now, mm-hmm. We actually are so animated that this is one that like, if I was a listener, I'd want to see us being like,
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Yeah. Because Naz and I can't slap each other in real life. So you can see us try to virtually slap each other agree on something. Okay, Lauren.
Yes.
And of course, Lauren looks glam to the nines. And it's
not, this is not to the nines. If you think this is to the nines, then you don't know who I am.
It's not to the nines.
Are you fucking kidding me? You look like a 90s supermodel. Like you just came out of
city. Yeah, you are.
Hunter goes, you look like a 90s mom. And I was like, I will take it.
You look like both, to be honest.
Thanks. It's just the shirt that makes it 90s mom.
I think she looks like she came out of Cindy Crawford's vagina. I'm just repeating that joke because I don't think it landed before. So
I did not hear it before. So that it did not land.
Can we talk about when things don't land? Like, how often are you guys in a situation where you say something where you're like, remember that movie, or you reference something, or you just make a joke and it doesn't land? I feel so deflated when I say things that don't land because I get so excited.
Yeah, it is very
to compare something to something, you know?
Yeah, you need to hang out with more gay guys. You know, they always understand the cultural references.
That's so true.
That's very funny. Yes,
so
yes.
True.
I feel like I'm not bold enough to even attempt to make a funny comparison like that.
I feel like you do all the time. It doesn't have to be funny. I mean, you know, you're always like that movie, or you guys always have deep cuts. I mean.
Yeah. When you are with somebody who's like outside of your like close knit realm and you don't know like the kind of media that they consume, I love my social media girl, the girl who like does a lot of, teach a lot of video editing, and filming for us. She's 27 and you could just, the like, elder millennial versus the younger millennial, like it really is apparent sometimes. She's like also on the verge of Gen Z, you know, it's like 26 or something is the cutoff. But like I'll reference a movie that came out probably when she was like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't get it. But like she pretends like she kind of knows what I'm referring to. And I'm like,
no, it's like, just don't even try.
You don't know, right? Yeah. You don't know, do you?
You don't get it.
No.
Yesterday we were watching, Perfect Match on Netflix. I feel like everyone's watching it. And my assistant walks in. She was like, oh, it's that guy who hosts Love is Blind. I go, that guy? That guy?
Is it Nick Lachey?
I go, that's Nick Lachey. And then she goes, yeah, yeah, the host from Love Is... I was like, that is Nicholas Lachey, ma'am, from 90 Degrees. Mary Jessica Simpson. Wow. She goes, I'm young, I don't know. And I was like, that's incredible.
It's so funny to me when people, when like major artists do something like... that like I would consider smaller. No, not even reinventing. Like, let's say they're known for this huge thing, but then later in life, they do this small thing. Mm-hmm. And people like, this is a perfect example. Daniel Craig was James Bond forever. And he did this sick Belvedere vodka commercial directed by Taika Waititi, which I'm obsessed with. Everyone needs to watch it. It's so iconic. And he's like dancing and you see him in a way where you would never see him because it's James Bond, you know, James Bond's such a like serious, suave, like smooth, swaggy role. And anyways, people, he was so, I don't know. People were like loving him and knowing him for this vodka commercial. And I'm like, that's James Bond.
Yeah, that's James Bond. What are you talking about?
Imagine playing James Bond for 10 years, but people run up to you like about a 2-minute vodka 100%, commercial.
100%. Here's another example of that shit. Okay. We were watching, Hunter and I were watching Dirty Dancing the other night. And I just turned it on. It was on like fucking cable. And I was like, oh, we'll just like watch the rest of this and then go to bed. And
Lauren, that's so unlike you to pick like a romance.
I know. We already finished our horror movie. So, and then Jennifer Grey comes on screen. He goes, oh, the chick from Ferris Bueller. And I'm like, the chick from Ferris? I'm like, have you not seen Dirty Dancing before? He goes, I've never seen this movie before. I was like, first and foremost, she is Jennifer Grey. She is Dirty Dancing. Then, secondly, Ferris Bueller. So it made him very embarrassed. Very embarrassed.
It's funny how like first and seconds are like just different for everyone.
It's so true. Yeah, it was really stupid. He was mad.
For me and Lauren, they are all the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Isn't it weird, Lauren, that like in this life we have somebody else that has the same brain as us?
And it's
you and I have the same brain.
It's so validating.
We're introduced to things at the same exact time, the same meeting, the same levels. Yeah.
Yeah, except for Lauren and I act differently. I always
say the same things piss us off.
We just react to things differently.
Yeah. Well, that's good because you're different humans. That would be fucking weird if you guys did everything the exact same.
Do you know what's weirder is that Mary Kate and Ashley could have been what's the difference? They're fraternal twins. They're not identical. They're fraternal twins.
Whoa. So I thought they could technically
just have been born at different times. They're just actually sisters. You know,
oh my God, our producer saying one's a lefty, one's a righty. My mind is blown.
That's
right
crazy.
Now.
That's crazy.
Andrea knows, like, she knows, like, these cool incredible
just
tidbits.
Like how Lisa Frank last week, she like knew the last time Lisa Frank did an interview, which, by the way, they did not respond.
She's dropping fucking nuggets.
They're mirror twins. Oh, okay.
Update. We still haven't heard from Lisa Frank.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
That's going to be our running joke 10 years ago.
We'll
be doing a podcast. We'll be like, So joining us next week will be Lisa Frank.
Yeah.
But wait, guess what? Yeah, that'll be like our Jimmy Kimmel sign off where he's like, Matt Damon couldn't make it today.
Okay. I'm glad we were on the same wavelength for that one.
Yeah, see? Lisa Frank.
Oh, there you go. But that reminds me of something.
Lisa Frank couldn't make it to the show today. Hopefully she'll be booked for next week. But wait, speaking of, I started following Lisa Frank on Instagram after our last conversation. And they have those cookies, you know, the cookies that come out with like pumpkins and Santas and stuff like that every holiday season and hearts.
Like sugar
cookies.
They have
Lisa Frank sugar cookies now.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
You guys, that's cool.
Yeah. That is very cool.
I want that.
Lisa Frank party.
If I had a daughter, I would 100%, that would be the birthday theme for sure. Or even a son.
Yeah. I've been thinking about making my glam room. And when I say I've been thinking, it's truly just
you had one idea,
a floating thought that I had last night,
a passing thought in your brain,
of transforming this glam room into a Y2K theme and having lava lamps and little like
blow up chairs,
but then like inflatable furniture, I can't even think, like bristles. It's got like bristles, and then the little
garlic?
Bristles light up at the end. You know,
I know what you're talking about.
How would you describe the bristle thing besides saying it's like a thing of bristles?
There's like little light bulbs on the end. And,
yeah.
it fans out and
oh my god, I know, it's like little skinny like white fiber tubes.
Yeah, fiber tubes that go out.
That like go, oh my god, I forgot. Oh, of course, Andrea has fucking a dropping it in Amazon.
God, we're too so dumb.
Wow.
Andrea's secretly like the person. She's supposed to be like our fourth podcast host.
Yeah.
We should definitely have her ramble one time.
We will. Andrea's not feeling well today, but we will on a day she is. EA Ice Fiber Optic Mood Novelty Lamp. Holy shit. Ashley, this would be so cool to have. I love that at your age and at being a mom, you're like, I just want Y2K.
To live my childhood again.
Yeah.
And to have, you know, my Playboy bunny belly button ring. I'm doing it, you guys. I'm going to the local Wakefield, Rhode Island tattoo parlor, and I'm going to sit there and get my belly button with.
Can you wait till I get
ordained,
there, please?
Ordained with a Playboy bunny thing.
I love that. Wait, you're getting it re-pierced?
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense.
Did it close when you were pregnant?
Yes, it closed when I was pregnant.
That's weird.
It doesn't make any sense for me to do that now, you know? Like, if I'm going to have another child and have to take it out again.
Well, in the words of Sheryl Crow, if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad, you know?
Well, I should wait.
That can be taken way too far, that phrase.
Oh, my God. I feel like that song probably got so many people in trouble, you know?
Totally.
Like, back in the day, people were probably dating the most toxic as fuck humans. And they're like, if it makes you happy.
It's like YOLO, and if it makes you happy.
It's time for one of my favorite ads. It's Rocket Money. You know that I love it because, well, Jared and I, huge fans. It really does organize our finances. We are really grateful for it because it's brought up so many subscriptions that we have been paying for but don't use. Like a lot of random things that you forget about.
It's a lot of like, for me, like app subscriptions for like photo editing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like those avatar apps that everybody's downloading now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it'll bring up those things that are recurring payments. It's going to let you know before they get charged every month. Did you know that 80% of people actually do that? They like forget about the streaming services that the streaming or other random subscriptions that they've created. 80%.
80% forget about it?
80% of people forget about it. Yeah. Forget to cancel and stuff. Anyway, if you want an easier way to identify your subscriptions, definitely sign up for Rocket Money. And like I said, it's not just for alerting you of subscriptions. It can help you balance a budget. Now, that's like such an old school way of saying it. Balance a budget.
Balance a budget.
But like if you feel like you're spending too much food, too much money on food. And you're like, oh, we need to cut down on going out to eat or like make sure that we're buying groceries that we actually eat. Rocket Money can help you with that. Whether it's food or clothing shopping or entertainment stuff that you think that you're spending too much on, let Rocket Money help you out. Or if you're like my dad, he'll find a whole bunch of things that he's still paying for me and Lauren, and then send us texts and be like, I love you so much, but I'm going to cut you off from this.
Yes, very, very, very
much so. Rocket Money can be good and bad for you. So just don't tell your dad about it if you don't, you've got certain things hooked up to like family plans.
If you guys don't know what Rocket Money is, we talk about it like everyone knows what it is. It's formerly known as Truebill, which we've talked about before, and it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions and monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it. Another thing to add to your room is that ball where you touch it and it goes, zing, zing, you know, the electricity.
Oh, I want one of those. Yeah, when you put your finger on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I worked at Wilt Chamberlain's, the arcade, Wilt Chamberlain's was a restaurant in Boca Raton that was like a bar, a family restaurant, and it had an arcade. And my favorite, it's called a Tesla ball. Thanks, Andrea. my favorite thing to do was to be behind the ticket counter to give out prizes.
Oh, that's a fun one.
And that one was always obviously worth like a bunch of tokens, you know,
and
but
I
always play
like $30
with it.
Just to buy. Yeah,
exactly. But then you would spend literally like $400 worth of tickets on it.
I know.
That was such a like weird, I don't know. Arcade things are weird, like prizes.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're all horrible.
Because you could just go buy the thing way cheaper.
Our parents also like, this is so dumb. But we should just give them money.
Yeah, but what is that weird satisfaction we'd have, but like buying it with tokens or tickets.
Let me tell you what happens these days as somebody who's recently gone to Chuck E. Cheese.
Why were you recently at Chuck E. Cheese?
I took my 12-month-old to Chuck E. Cheese.
Is that too young for Chuck E. Cheese?
A little bit.
A little bit, but he had fun. But not in he was laughing. I think he actually would be
visually
now.
Entertained.
We took him, I guess it's probably been almost 2 months now. It's probably been about 2 months, but I think those are two really big months for him. So I think now he would actually have a fun time and be smiling, but he wasn't really smiling, but he was interested. He was okay. So he went on the little merry-go-round things with the little car that moved round and round. And
his hands were like
hands on basketballs when Jared and then Jared was shooting. It was cute. But yeah, so they have these cards now, and now all your money is all your tokens are on the cards, and then the card also takes count of how many tickets you receive. Visual,
so you don't get a roll.
Virtual tickets. Virtual
God,
tickets.
Everything is so whack now.
I know. So then you go to the front and you hand them your card, and then it'll tell you how many quote tickets you got, which is not as exciting at all.
That makes me want to throw up. Do you know how fun it is to see ticket pop out and then hold them all in your hand, folded? Obviously, maybe not the best for the environment, but I don't know, man. I feel like there's so many parts of our childhood that have just been digitized and ruined.
Do you feel like we as millennials, and I know that we talk about the millennial versus Gen Z thing all the time, do you think that our generation for some reason is more hung up on the difference between generations? And my follow-up question, just so that I don't forget it, is that do you think that there's any other generation that has looked back on their childhood as fondly as millennials do?
No.
I think everyone does this, and at our age, at 30, I think our parents did it. And I think everyone does this.
I think that we all had better, this is a broad statement, but I feel like a lot of us had really good childhoods compared to our baby boomer parents, So I feel like we look back.
Yeah, I think definitely.
Really fondly, definitely. But they look back we survived. But we had great times. Yeah.
You're right about that, I think.
Yeah.
Well, all we ever hear about their childhood is
stereotypically is harsh conditions.
It's they told us to go outside and play. And then when the street lights went off, we went inside for dinner and we walked to school. And that's all we hear. It's
they walked to school. And we just had the bare minimum, one pair of shoes and, Mom tells me every day.
It's so true.
She had one pair of shoes.
saving nickels for this pair of sneakers that everyone had. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing. But
I'm not even talking about the materialism. I'm talking about what they used to do as activities. It was we went outside and played, and then we came in for dinner, and that was it. But what'd you do outside?
What I imagine is a hula hoop and they hit it with a stick going down the street, the classic hula hoop game.
Yeah. And just to be clear, this is what we have heard growing up, from our parents. But yeah, I mean, obviously my parents, my mom grew up in Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. So she was we had no electricity in the middle of the day. We had to work on a farm. And I'm man, when I think about what we did, which was
which Disney princess outfit would I like to wear?
Or go to the movies on Friday nights or hang out in bookstores. And remember when Starbucks came out with the Frappuccino? And that was just go the to Starbucks and get a Frappuccino.
it was the way that we were able to drink coffee without really drinking coffee yet. Because it
just ingesting 1,000 calories.
I mean, it's not even
really
coffee.
Just ice cream with a straw.
Yeah. Mm. So was the coffee culotta. The coffee culotta at Dunkin' was supreme. I just have to say that because everyone knows Dunkin' was my first job, so that
the
was
culotta
way better
was
than
incredible.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do they still have the culotta?
I don't think
Ashley?
So.
Sure, I don't think so. I don't see it on the menu, but it
Ashley,
might be like
resident
in fine
Dunkin'?
Print.
Yeah, you're resident
a girl
Dunkin'.
Who owns a coffee shop, but then she has a Dunkin' with her. Well, that's what was so weird is, well, first off, if I go
we're complex out, beings.
Yeah, I don't need to get into it. I don't need to get into explain
no, get
my
into
Dunkin'.
It.
But do you know what's funny?
No, don't get into that.
Is what my in-laws got Jared and I a gift card for Duncan for Christmas, yeah. Which yeah, is interesting. Very strange when we own a coffee shop.
Yeah, like you don't need any more coffee.
It was really what? Weird. Like of all things, like I'm going to make fun of them on this podcast for this.
Go for it. They're not going to listen.
Because we opened it and Jared was like, is this like kind of a joke? One, you like gave money to the competition, which of course we don't, it's not the competition. You know what I mean? It's like totally different
well,
thing.
It's a competitor Jared, I, like in your area.
We all, yeah, exactly in our area. so this coffee that I'm drinking right here is from the gift card, but like it was the strangest thing. Like almost like, is that a joke to get a $50
yeah,
gift card?
Yeah, you should have laughed.
It was...
Or is it they know you love Dunkin' and you don't want to spend your own money on it because you own a coffee shop. So this is your you guilty pleasure, that, your vice, and here you can have it for free.
They didn't think of it like that. But that's how I think of it. So like when I'm somewhere like in the morning, I'll just go into it now. In the morning, if I don't want to like go park at Audrey's and I don't want to go in and like say hello to everyone mm-hmm. and like know that it's going to be like, it's not a quick thing. Like if I'm going to go in, I'm just going to be like, I'll be gone out of the house for
you
20 minutes.
You have to wave to your fans.
You know what I mean? No, it's just Lauren and it's, you know, chatting with
you
the employees
put a bra on.
Like, I love it. I don't know if I'm putting a bra on. I'm probably just putting a coat on and, you know, nobody sees through it. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So yes, I do go and I get a Dunkin' through the drive-thru and it's nice, but it's just hilarious that they got us a gift card for a coffee place.
I don't know. Now I'm like team them. Cause I'm like, you're the fucking one going to the drive-thru when you own a coffee shop. How is that not any less like what?
Wait, what? Say that again.
Like you still going.
You're the living human being that owns the coffee shop and still chooses to get in the car and go through the drive-thru at Dunkin'.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that I would do that so much if I didn't have the gift card. So,
oh, okay. You're only...
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd probably make it at home.
Now, that's fair. My I don't get it this week, which I'm not sure if I said like a couple weeks ago, but when I was babysitting Dawson in LA and I was like walking him around... like on this, like just the back streets and whatever in his little, why do I want to say cart? stroller. People would be like, oh my God, he's so cute. Is it necessary for me to specify that he is not mine?
Oh, that's a great, Lauren. That's a great question to Ashley.
You know, like, I want you to.
I know you want me to, but what a waste of time.
I created that cutie.
Yeah, I know.
I would say if you had a cutie, yeah. Then I'd be like, it's my sister. He's my sister.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to own that face.
That's not it.
This isn't mine.
Crazy.
Are you fucking kidding me, Lauren?
He's not going to be Dawson. He's not going to look like
nobody's going to ever be Dawson. Our second child will not be Dawson.
You and Ashley look pretty similar. Like, your kids can look very similar.
I know, but the thing is, it's Ashley and Jared's twin faces that created a beautiful face. Like, there's no meshing of features because they have the same features. Like, you can't really mess
that up. What nail polish you have on right now?
It's called Velvet Polish. And everyone can see it on Patreon.
Can you put it close to the camera?
So, it depends on...
Whoa.
Yeah. So it depends on which angle you're at.
Wait, that's sick. It looks like a marble.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like the old school bowling balls. Anyways.
Like, is it necessary for me to?
I'm just saying that your kids could look similar. I feel like I've seen families, like brothers and sisters, even not sisters and sisters, who mm-hmm. are married to people and have kids, obviously with different people, and yet their children look similar, right?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
So I don't know. I don't really have any examples really to compare it to.
Well, Jill looks kind of like my sister, but she doesn't look like your sister.
But she got that from her dad.
But she looks like her dad, which is hilarious.
Like her dad,
is not Jill. Is not my blood.
My best friend Caitlin Allen. Before she got married was Caitlin Sandberg, and she has two older brothers, and I feel like all the kids have like Sandberg genes, you know,
that's
what I'm trying to say. Yeah
All right, well, we'll see. Right. If Lauren ever has a child, which, remember, we had the last podcast was called to mom or not to mom or something.
Guys, let's talk about Lumi. It's for your butt crack. It's basically a deodorant that goes all over your body. It can go in your hoo-ha, can go in your butt crack, can go on your feet, and it helps you not stinky.
Lauren, I can't believe you just like just started it so abruptly, but it's okay. Cause one time I said, does your vag smell? And it's like, that does get people's attention.
Right.
So sup, if you do want your vag to smell better, we got Lumi for you. We have a $5 off code. You can get it. You get a Lumi starter pack with the code get it, GETIT at LumiDeodorant.com. That is LUME deodorant.com. And, like Lauren said, it's like all over body deodorant. It's the first of its kind. It was created by an OBGYN. Oh, I've seen the commercials on TV. I don't remember her saying she was an OBGYN. Do you? Yeah.
I do remember hearing it because I also remember them saying that it's aluminum free, skin safe, and proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. That's pretty nuts.
72 hours. So you don't even have to bring it with you on vacation. It's so amazing. Yeah. If you're going away for a weekend, don't have to pack your deodorant.
Exactly.
So it's, like Lauren said, aluminum free, baking soda free, and paraben free. And then there's a whole bunch of fresh scents, layers clean tangerine, lavender sage, and my favorite, toasted coconut. Cause the words toasted coconut together, whether it's deodorant or whether it's a donut, sounds great to me. So again, the Lumi starter pack, perfect for new customers. They have a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, both of which are dope products, and free shipping. Special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code GETIT, GETIT at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code GETIT.
Naz, I want to know if Jon Favreau and you are going to go have an Italian meal or what?
Oh my God. Okay. So I never shared this story.
You did.
No, I didn't end up sharing it.
You didn't?
I don't think so. Andrea would know if she's still here.
Really?
We said we were gonna. Jesus Christ, it's happening in my throat. I'm getting all nervous now. I don't know if I fucking shared it, but I have been visualizing for the last 3 years because I like to visualize very specific things in my life.
You have talked about this on the podcast.
Are you sure that we told us maybe during a break? I don't know.
I don't think so. She had we talked about this.
I know. Actually, we did reiterate just in case.
We were recording. Okay.
Andrea says we weren't recording. I am a dumbass. It's fine.
The Oracle fucking knows.
I know. Okay. Our fourth podcast host.
Our fourth podcast host. So basically, for the last, since 2020, so 3 years now, I wake up every morning and for 4 minutes, I visualize things that I want to happen in my life. And I get really weird and specific with things. And I love Star Wars. So I've always wanted one line in a Star Wars movie or a show. I'm obsessed with The Mandalorian. It's on my vision board. So randomly for the last 3 years, I have pictured myself walking into Dan Tana's, which is an Italian restaurant in LA that I've only been to once. And Jon Favreau is sitting there and he's eating spaghetti and he tells me that he wants to put me in a Star Wars show or movie. And so last week I got to interview.
I'm only not laughing. I'm like only the delayed reaction there because I already heard this conversation, but I would naturally laugh then.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with Jon Favreau and him and Dave Filoni are the creators of The Mandalorian. And I got to interview them last week, but I am not someone who's going to be put me in a show, I don't have. So anyways, and I only had 7 minutes with them, which I didn't even really get to ask. It's
you
so
asked what you had to ask.
Yeah. For my job, I have to get specific things that my job needs for social. Cause that's my job. And then of course you guys know as me, my dream is to have my own interview show. Cause I always have my own questions and I'm obsessed with them and obsessed with Star Wars. And I had just random questions, but I wanted to make an impression. So I thought you guys would laugh at this. And so I walked in before the camera started rolling. And I was like, can I ask you guys a question before we start? And I wanted to just ask them something completely off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off. And I was like, do you ever go
to Dan Tana's?
No. I was like, do you guys say cows when you pass a field of cows?
What do you say? And
Jon smiles at me and he goes, yes, but only if someone's in the car.
Very thoughtful answer.
Is this a thing that I'm out of the loop on?
Kind of.
speaking well, to bring, you know, bringing the topic of conversation from our first conversation into here.
No, no, I'm just sharing with you what happened at the interview. But do you, Ashley, when you,
but,
when you're in the car and you pass a field of cows,
you say cows.
Do you say, oh, look, there's cows
or horses?
No, Lauren, we don't do that.
No, I know we don't do that.
Oh, okay.
We would never
we don't
point out
as a collective brain.
Yeah. Wait, why do I say that in such a judgy way? I say it. I'm like, look, cows.
Because, like, we have eyes.
You guys are
yeah,
so
we don't have to
mean.
Point out that they're
we're not being mean. It's you asked Jon Favreau that question. I would expect
Lauren,
him to be
go,
like, no.
You literally go,
I would expect Jon Favreau to say
that.
No,
because, like,
that.
We have the same brain, so we know we don't do it, mm-hmm. but people do it.
Because we, Lauren and I know, sitting next to each other, we, Lauren and I have that thing. You know that that's our thing. We make fun of our men because they do do that.
Okay, well,
oh, I played a softball game at that field in 2002.
Not even that.
I'm like
there'll literally be a thing that says, like, Ace's Hardware. And Hunter goes, Ace's Hardware. I'm like, I'm going to ring you. You buy the neck until you choke.
I don't know why Hunter does that, but Hunter does that a lot. Like, Hunter does it more than Jared, where he, like,
really?
Just names the signs.
Yeah.
Okay. That would drive me insane. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I love
continue.
Wildlife, livestock, whatever. And so anyways, that was my random thing to them. And then when the camera stopped and I had asked everything that I wanted to also, but mainly questions for my job, I asked John, I was like, you, and this wasn't on camera, but I was like, you, both of you have brought so many things to life that have, like, permeated pop culture, like Elf and Iron Man and, like, The Mandalorian. I was like, do you consider this your magnum opus? Like, do you feel like this is, like, your best work? And then Dave was, like, laughing and he pointed to John and he was like, he does. And John just, like, smiled. And I thought that was really cool because The Mandalorian is, like, one of the coolest things that's ever come out of Star Wars. And, like, I don't know, for someone who did Elf and Iron Man, like,
this is the one.
He's fucking killer.
That's pretty cool. Anyway, that's a great
that's
question.
It, but it's still my dream to go on a Star Wars set and, like, be friends with
you're
Dave,
a little bit
John.
Closer.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
And that's you guys cool. are on the same page about saying cows out loud. Except I think this, you should have asked him if he goes to Dantana's, because is there a reason that you wanted to go to Dantana's?
It'll be more cosmic. It'll be more cosmic if you just walk into Dantana's.
It just happens. So I never go to Dantana's. And I don't know if John does. And it was just a way of me to making that manifestation and visualization really specific and, like, real in my head.
Yeah.
I was like, where would Jon Favreau be? And I'm like, he'd probably be eating spaghetti.
He definitely has meetings in the back.
Have you guys been to Dantana's?
Yes, only once. And it was for, like, our anniversary or something, or, like, something special, Jared's birthday, my birthday or something, because Jared loves a red and white checkered table, like old school Italian restaurant like that. And we really did enjoy it for that reason. And now I'm going to manifest this for you because I can see it so visually, you having spaghetti with him specifically. At Dantana's.
Oh my God.
I see it.
Yes, please. Let's manifest it. That'd be my dream.
Now I really want spaghetti and meatballs. That's all I really care about.
Spaghetti and meatballs. I haven't had that in forever. Remember when you guys lived here?
Because I'd rather have something else every time I go to an Italian restaurant than spaghetti and meatballs. Like, I can make my own spaghetti and then the meatballs, like, they're hit and miss.
Actually, this brings up a great topic of conversation because I have a lot of friends that when we go out to eat, they would never order something that they can make at home. Like, for example, this comes up at breakfast a lot where it's like, why would I order eggs and bread when I can, like, make that at home? And I'm like, I don't know, because you fucking want
you
eggs
like
and bread.
Yeah.
Like, I order scrambled eggs and toast. Like, who cares? And people are like, why would I spend the money? And I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, what
I think that's
matter?
A fantastic question.
Well, I don't make anything at home, so this
Lauren,
could just
same.
Go right by me. Yeah.
I think that's why I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So I am a little bit split on this. I'm a little split on it. Because
I would think spaghetti is too simple.
Spaghetti itself, like, if you're going to get, like, a pompadoro.
Spaghetti's not simple to me.
Really? Come on
clear.
Now.
Ashley, you know that I don't do anything in the kitchen. So,
well, guys, I guess this question is just for me. I forgot to bring Andrea in here. Andrea, are you still alive?
No, what do you
sick?
Mean?
Don't
and
make
all
her
our
talk.
Listeners. Yeah, poor Andrea. Let her rest.
Well, I'm the only one who can converse about it because you guys don't cook at all.
Okay, let's just say I make spaghetti. Am I going to go out to dinner and order spaghetti? Depends on what mood I'm in. I don't think I'm as strict as your friends, Nez. I think that if I feel like something, I will order it.
I think of this often though, when I'm looking at a menu, I do, I consider it. I go, oh, well, I can make that at home.
Yeah.
A lot.
This is an Ashley thing. Like, this is something Ashley would do.
That's why I always get eggs Benedict for breakfast. Cause there's no way I'm fucking poaching an egg.
Exactly. That's why I would do that too. But, but sometimes you do just want like the whole mix of like the hash browns, the bacon, the eggs and the pancakes. And they're like all there hot on one plate. Mm-hmm. And if you make that at home, it is a little
It's a tornado in your kitchen.
Tornado in your kitchen.
How do you, but I was capable of doing it. Really, my answer to the question, if everybody is really curious, it's that it depends on the day. So it depends on what I feel like when I'm looking at that menu. Okay, but it does cross my mind.
Okay.
And I know, Naz, it's your birthday coming up, but you're not going to be in Australia with monkeys or what?
I'm going back to Kauai for my birthday.
Okay. I wasn't far off, guys.
My birthday's March 24th. The internet says March 25th, which is so annoying to me because
why?
I don't fucking know, but random strangers wish me happy birthday the day after. And like, there's nothing, is there anything worse than when people are like happy birthday after it's already done?
If it was earlier, it'd be better.
If it's earlier, it's better. For some reason, when it's later, I'm like, yeah.
Oddly, our uncle, he says happy birthday the day before on behalf of him and our grandmother. And I'm just like, why are you doing it the day before? And actually, they say it's just so that they don't forget the actual day.
I kind of
sure
do that
there's
too,
some cosmic thing because he's so like cerebral. I'm sure he's like, actually, you're passing the sun at the same time that, you know, something
you're
like
going through your mother's channels. At this time.
Like your mother has technically begun labor now. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Yeah. I'm going to go to the same place I stayed at when I went last time. Cause it's just, I feel like it's home away from home. The Palmwood. I'm obsessed with that bed and breakfast. And yeah, I don't know. Kauai. I told you guys, it's so magical. It feels like a simulation. Yeah. So that's where I want to be.
Cool.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Ashley? I turned 35 the day that this podcast is released, and guys.
Yeah. How are you feeling about your birthday?
Not particularly good. Mm-hmm. Like
why?
Nope. This birthday is bigger than one would imagine.
Yeah, it's
okay. Because 35 is a good one.
You are mid-30s. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's you're 35. That means you're halfway to goddamn 40. Mm-hmm. You guys, my 30th birthday over at whatever it was called across from your old apartment.
Yeah,
what Nick's. Is it?
It was called.
It was called something else before that.
Oh yeah, I forgot what it was called before that.
And it was awesome. And I liked it.
Yeah. The Pomodoro was a fire. Speaking of
the Pomodoro was amazing. Speaking of things that you can actually probably make at home, but they had the bucatini noodle with the
I don't know. The al dente-ness of that Pomodoro, I would imagine, would be hard to accomplish at home in the kitchen. But maybe.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was perfectly done. It was like a creaminess to this to the tomato sauce, too.
So, anyways,
and there was a tree coming out in the courtyard that day. Was half the amount of time.
That same
day
distance from
is
you
exactly
40.
The distance to me being 40.
Yeah.
Well, that should make you feel good.
Guys,
that was
remember
a fucking,
that like it was
that was
no,
a long time.
No, actually, that
feels
was a long
like
time.
Yesterday to me.
Actually,
you guys, look at
so
all the shit you got
things
done.
Have changed. We all live in different states now. Like,
so those are just things that change. Doesn't
you
mean
have
that
a
it feels
kid,
long
you're
to
a
me.
Mom. What I feel like
that
so
feels
much
like
life
yesterday.
Has been
that feels like
because
2 years
maybe
ago.
So
to
much
me.
Has happened that it went, it flew by. But maybe you'll slow down now and it'll go by slower.
Yeah,
you guys, that's so scary to me. I didn't even think about this until I got on here.
I
can't
think
believe that's all I have to do before getting to 40.
I think 40 what? Is the new 30. I really do.
Yeah, but people keep saying that.
You're doing so
I really
many
feel that way.
You do so many facial things. You do so much like youth serum bullshit that you'll be fine at 40. You'll look exactly the same.
Listen,
at 40.
At some point we need to accept that aging is just beautiful and it is the way it is, because I've been telling a lot of people when we talk about aging, I'm like, I'm not going to do well. I keep telling people, I'm like, please check on me. Like when my tits sag, like call me, like I'm not going to, do well. And now I'm just like, you know what? I got to fucking embrace it.
I don't know. Naz, let's not be not true to ourselves. Because
I'm kind of like that with my
know,
body
like you
now.
Said, like you, I
actually,
like this
but
first
it's not
half
helpful.
What you were saying.
But it's not helpful to yourself, though. That's what I'm saying. It's not helpful. At the end of the day, my neck is not going to look like this. It's just not. It's not. And
in my head, I keep telling myself I haven't peaked yet, though.
That's what I tell myself, but yeah, I know
I'm still waiting to achieve the ultimate of beauty for myself. I still, like, in my head, keep thinking like it's ahead of me.
I know, well,
but you should.
It's also because everyone mentally stops aging at like 27. Mm. We all think we're 27.
You think? Is there like some science behind that?
But your frontal lobe stops developing at 27.
Oh, I thought it was 25. So it's 27 now?
It's 27. So I think we all stop in our minds. We all stop at 27. So that's why I think I have so much time. I'm going to continue peaking, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, I feel like now that I'm older, I know my, I mean, this actually isn't fucking true. I'm just lying to myself.
What?
They're like, my body's not going to be the same as a 25-year-old. But then I see these people who go through extreme health journeys and their bodies are better than they were when they're younger. So I'm just telling myself to, like, you know, you're not young anymore. You can like give yourself some grace.
I feel like I'm reaching my, it's funny because I'm turning 33 and that's why I'm kind of bummed I'm not doing like some, I don't know. I'm not feeling birthday-y this year, you know? So I'm like, okay. Don't always think you don't feel.
You're welcome to Lauren in my life.
No, I'm not feeling it anymore. And, or this year especially, but I'm like, damn, 33 is such a cool, like, I don't know. It feels like a cool age. I'm
it's
like,
your last year that you can say you're still in your early 30s.
Early 30s.
Oh, you can't say that at 34.
I don't know. No. I guess you can pull it off in 34, but truly, truly you should consider yourself mid 30s at 34, even though you can get away with it.
Oh. Either way. Well,
thank you for putting that on me when I'd never had those preconceived notions. Thank you for about that. My life. Yeah, I guess I got one more year in my early 30s now. No, I'm just kidding. I feel like, I kind of feel like you. Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm reaching it. I'm mm-hmm. like, damn. Yeah. I think I always want to be like, feel the best I've ever felt, you know? Yeah.
That's good. I feel good. I can't imagine physically feeling much better.
That's great.
I mean, besides that's what sleep, I mean. I feel, you know? Like we're all, when I think of prime, I think of health. Like, how do you feel getting up? Can you run? Like, are you, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're mobile, you know?
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
We're feeling all right.
I physically don't feel like I get old. I'm getting older. Like, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, you know, you can't, there's sustainability in your 30s, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, I haven't felt that.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You know what? What happens when you get older, though? Okay, so here's one thing about getting older. And like, yeah, I don't think it's like touched my body. Like, I feel like the same physically, I think, as I felt like when I've been younger, like my body, I think my body feels the same. I guess you can't tell though. Isn't that crazy? You can't tell like if this is how your body felt when you were 21. Like if I were to go back into my 20-year body, would I be like, wow, this is way more spring feeling?
Yeah, you wouldn't feel know. Yeah. If you could teleport into your old body. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like I remember actually me dancing on the fucking beds during cruises, bouncing from one bed to the other, doing
you would dance. Exactly.
I would never have the urge to get up on a bed and twerk.
I would really rather sit right here.
I would much rather
You used to like wiggle your butt all the time. Yeah.
That's so sad. We had so much energy. We were so revitalizing. We'd be like, oh my God, a room. And we'd like jump up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why don't we? That sucks. That we're not like that anymore.
That is sad.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. See? But I've always felt like I've enjoyed sitting more than anything.
Yeah.
Sitting is the best. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. It's so crazy, like how self-aware you can become when you do therapy. I don't know if I told you guys this, but last year I was having a meltdown right before the Met Gala because a dress that I wanted to wear, I don't know, I guess didn't get approved or I couldn't wear or it didn't come on time. All this stuff happened and I was in therapy sort of working through this problem. And it wasn't until I was talking to a therapist about it that I had the awareness that I didn't trust myself, that I was like essentially relying on this dress
as a crutch
to help me with my performance. You know what I mean? And it was such a crazy like realization that I feel like I would have never uncovered if I didn't have a therapist being like, well, why do you feel like you need it so bad? So anyways, I'm just sharing that with everyone because I feel like the more you learn about yourself, I'm just sharing that with you guys because I feel like therapy is really all about deepening like your self-awareness and understanding. And it can just take you on that journey of self-discovery of wherever you are. And I love BetterHelp because it connects you with a licensed therapist and it does so in a way that's affordable and convenient and can help you on your like self journey of growth too.
So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. We've said it before. I'm going to say it again. Finding the right therapist is very much like dating. If you don't click with someone, and you should move on because you're expressing all of, like, your inner deepest thoughts. And if you don't feel safe in sharing those with a certain person or comfortable and at ease with them, you should switch. And BetterHelp makes that really easy. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/get it today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
So there was like a Seinfeld meme and it was like, I don't know if this is a meme or an article, but it was like, can we normalize hanging out with friends on like daily errands and just random shit?
Yeah.
Like for example, on Seinfeld, they'd be like he would join Jerry to go to the dry cleaners with him, you know? And I'm like, damn, I want someone to just come to the nail salon with me. Why do we have to like plan a hang? Why can't we normalize like
that's an adult thing?
Like let's
we used to bring more everywhere, Lauren.
Yeah. We used to bring more to our dentist appointments everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that was so fun. Like we should normalize that.
It was like a younger thing, I guess. But whenever I go to hang out with, like I don't have that many friends, but when I do, like I want to do an activity, like
because then I can't connect. Because like it has to be your very very bestest friends that you do errands with, like Jerry and George.
But, or else I'm feeling like I'm in an interview. You know, like I feel like I'm in an interview if we're just like let's chill, we're chilling. I'm like okay, well let's just do something that's going to be productive for us and
interactive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Like but my friend was going through her closet and she was like, yes or no, yes or no. And I'm like, this is great. This is such a good activity.
Yeah. Like we're getting something done. We're cleaning out your closet and we're also hanging.
In the middle, we're talking shit. Yes.
Yes. I just want someone to come with me to the nail salon. I am so bored out of my mind.
At the nail salon, I want to sit there in silence.
No, I'm
or
so
listen to a podcast.
I'm like poke my eyes out bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and really, like, not,
I don't like
simulated.
People listening to my conversation in the nail salon.
What do you have to say that's so classified that you can't share at a nail salon?
I don't know. I guess I'm more sensitive about what I'm saying in nail salons because I grew up in Great Falls, Virginia, where they like where I listen to these snobby ladies talking about where they're going on vacation next and judging them mm-hmm. because I know that the nail girl is being why is this bitch telling me about her effing vacation while I'm doing her nails?
Yeah.
And then I'm like all just very conscious about what comes out of my mouth there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
All right.
So it's because you're judgy that you feel like people judge you.
Maybe.
That's so true. That is accurate. Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm really disturbed by myself by not being able to remember where I was going with that age.
Because you're 35 now.
Yes, I remember.
It came back.
And it really wasn't very poignant. It wasn't very important.
Yeah.
Not very poignant. But this is what you look forward to. And I'm not even making fun of myself. When you get to be like in my situation, 35 and a mom, mm-hmm. today Dawson and I are going to go to the mall, and ooh. I have given myself permission to indulge in an Auntie Anne's pretzel, and Dawson and I are going to share it.
Oh, that honestly, that
like
makes
that's
me...
like I'm like really excited about getting an Auntie Anne's pretzel and just putting a little in his mouth and putting a little.
Can I just say that is. To me, that is what life's about, is like savoring little moments. And I think all three of us actually do this really well, where we get excited about small stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just like having a lemonade with a cinnamon pretzel stick.
Oh, a lemonade with it? A true indulgence?
Shall we?
So their lemonade is a little bit too sweet, though. I would have to water that down.
It's all sugar. But anyways, you know, just like having that little moment with your newborn son, or not
He's
newborn,
not a newborn
but I don't know
He's
why I say that.
Oh, I
feel
like
when you're close to like, when you're that age, to me, it's all newborn.
Yeah.
I wish we had a Mrs. Fields though, so he can like experience Mrs. Fields the way that we did in the 90s and 2000s.
Oh, I think Mrs. Natalie. Fields was so overrated.
What'd you get?
Chocolate chip cookie?
I would honestly walk up there and just stare at like, remember how they had the cakes, and I would stare mm-hmm. at the Cookie Monster cake. I love that they like would make Sesame Street. Like that's what I see mm-hmm. in my head. But I was like, this cookie is whack. Like this is no.
You don't want that one.
This is no Otis Spunkmeyer.
Well,
Otis Spunkmeyer to me was
in
supreme.
School, warm and waiting for me during break is
stop it, guys.
And filling my tummy with the most gooiness.
Yeah, it's like you will survive another day. We talk
Lord,
about cookies
I know
all the
that
time.
We've talked about.
We
like,
talk
I know
about
we've talked about Otis
all the time.
I know so many times, but listen, you guys, you don't understand.
You're the one
like,
who brought up Otis Spunkmeyer.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's true. But listen, at Langley High School. It's cold in there, okay? You're still tired because you had to wake up like at 6 a.m. or earlier. You go to your hour and 15-minute class.
It was an hour and 50.
Even longer than that.
It was an hour and 50.
An hour and 50?
Yes, because you only had four classes.
Wow. I know, plus the seventh period, which we had every day. And it
was
shorter.
An hour.
Anyway.
Just so everyone knows and gives a fuck about.
I'm remembering, Lauren, that it was like 9. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because it was 7:20 when school started.
Why did school start at 7:20 and not like 7 a.m. or 7:30 or like just
start at 7:20?
Like, who was like...
It was like bus scheduling.
So.
That's why.
Yeah, it's probably buses.
But what a random time. Like, can you imagine if I was like, come over my house at 7:20? And not or 7:30.
Yeah. And it's something that happens every day. It should be on the dot.
Wait, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to be like, when I have coffee dates, I'm going to be like, let's meet at 7:17.
Yes.
I'm going to fuck with people and just pick specific times. And that'll be the ultimate test of how
punctual
you are.
But if you think about it, it's why 8 o'clock is just as specific as 7:17.
It is, but
it's
why
just
is
a number.
Well, we just live in like 30-minute intervals.
Yeah,
I think
we do.
It's a series of shitty and good 30-minute intervals.
If you were to actually start doing that with people, I would laugh so I would really want like all the screenshots.
Honestly, it may work
stuff.
For your rigid scheduling, Ness.
I am so
yeah,
punctual
you're rigid scheduling.
That I would get off on it. I'd be like, okay, let's have our meeting at 7:37 today.
She'd get like this power surge. I'm like a little concerned for your ego.
Like, this guy, get this, was at 12:38.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how
what if
I am
first date you were to do that. Can we meet at 7:28? Ah!
The guy that I was talking to sent me a calendar invite for our hangs.
No.
And I creamed. I creamed my pants.
Oh my God, you thought it was hot?
No, Naz, you don't want that in your life. You liked that?
I thought you were going to get the ick by that.
Me
Are
too.
Are you kidding? That is
I
my
think you're
dream.
Supposed to get the ick by that.
Okay. That Taking is, a step back, everyone.
That is
it
like
is
so...
kind of what we dream of because it is a solid plan to hang out.
For me and my shit. Life and who I am, that is my actual like dream case scenario. Like that
so
is
true,
for,
so true.
For me, my husband has to be that way. What?
Oh my God. Okay. First off, I understand why, like, we as girls who are always nervous about, like, when the next date will be, that is kind of nice.
Think about it, Ash. If that is really nice.
Are you kidding? It was like,
you want to be with somebody.
The stork dropped a fucking gift from the universe at my door.
Calendar. I can't, I'm not even going to make any more comments on this because I'm. Mm-hmm.
You're so
because
torn.
It's so new in my brain. Like, I've never heard of this before that maybe I need to let it simmer.
I think you need to let it simmer because it's actually a dream.
That's amazing.
Such a dream. Anyways, I was just trying to prove a point of how punctual and how I like mm-hmm. things to be that way. And we actually have very similar calendars when we like looked at it. And I was like, I love
comparing calendars.
Just letting you guys know that this is how well we ramble.
How
we
well.
Went from Otis Spunkmeyer mm-hmm. school start time to this scheduling of dates. It's pretty amazing.
We actually, you could follow that train of thought very easily from the thing we said.
Yeah,
to this
I know.
Amazing date scheduling.
But yeah. I still need to go back to Otis Spunkmeyer for a second.
Oh, okay. God.
No,
you always want to go back.
It's 7:20.
But
okay?
You always want to go back.
And
it's
she
like,
wants
it's
to
so re- done.
She wants to tell you what time second period starts now.
It starts at 9:10 is when break happens. Break happens at 9:10. And then you go out and you're like, even in your 16-year-old self, you're like, I probably shouldn't have the 900 calories and cookies before 9:30. But will it make me happy? And will it warm my stomach? And will it keep me full throughout the day? Because it has so much grease. Yes, it will. And then you go to the little stand and you give your $1 bill to the lady. And she gives you three warm cookies wrapped in like this. What is it, Lauren? Like
parchment
paper.
I'm just trying
to create an image for everyone.
Yeah, this is, it's in my head.
And then you may give one to your friends.
Yeah, you may if you're feeling like not a fat ass.
Or you might let the chocolate just melt in your fingers.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the I Don't Get It.
Well, Ashley, I thought this was a conversation. I didn't know this was a play-by-play of you just reliving buying three fucking cookies. That's why you're keeping us here?
Yeah, I just needed to verbally remember.
Well, thank you for walking us through that diatribe.
That was amazing.
I will remember this fondly.
I think I'm going to think about that when I'm 50 years old. Like just all the feelings that I get from that.
Me too. And that's why we're all best friends. Cause yeah. I am the same fucking way.
Okay. All right. Well, there's so many full circle moments here, guys, about
so many full
circles.
Guys, we will see you
next
actually
week on Patreon.
On Patreon. Join our Patreon. Yeah, we'll just see. Be cool. And
I may be wearing the same shirt.
Just go in and type in, I don't get it podcast. And then you'll find us and you'll be able to subscribe.
You get all to see me with no makeup on.
Same. Because you know what? I wanted to be the people that got really dialed up for each one. And then we had like these amazing like lined lips and like.
No, I'm not fucking doing it. If I have makeup on
every
for
time.
This, it's because I have like something I'm shooting after. But like,
I know Naz and I are going to be the same about this because like, you know what? I usually don't podcast on my
I'll
days.
Be the same about this too. I thought we were just. Doing it for
you
this
thought
day.
We were doing the Bratz doll thing.
Yeah, you can be Regina George. It's fine. Look at and you can also watch Lauren check herself out in between us talking the whole time.
Yeah, and
which
just go
I
like this and just pulling her hair out the entire
Your hair
time.
Looks fire as she should. Okay. We are all amazing. Love you all.
We are all amazing. Okay, bye.
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 I don't get it. Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.